USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia is set to begin another recount Tuesday after President Trump's campaign requested one over the weekend. Georgia law allows candidates within half a percent vote margin to request a recount. Current vote totals show a gap between the president and former Vice President Biden of around 12,000 votes, or about a quarter of a percent. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says his workers are ready to begin another count. He tells Fox News that despite finding errors that uncovered more votes for the president in the first audit, he doesn't see the vote totals changing much this time around.
When we did the first audit, we found mistakes in three counties, and that added over 1,000 votes for President Trump, and those were all added to his totals now. That has all been accounted for, and so I think this one will be very close to what we just have now, so I don't see much difference whatsoever. It'll be just run through the scanners again, and we'll get those results.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.